Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Cusick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sal Mali. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sal Mali. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. Baumholtz moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive towards the mound. Molly catches it and throws to first to double up Sauer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger misplays the ball. That's an error on Terwilliger. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. There goes Lockman. The throw from Burgess to second, and Lockman is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi moves to third. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Burgess moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Molly fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. Cusick moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Molly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is hit by the pitch. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Westrum moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Westrum scores. Dark moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark strikes out. Two outs. Sal Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stanky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Westrum moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burgess moves to second. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Al Gettle now pitching. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush bunts towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gettle, and towards Lark, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Burgess moves to third. Cusick moves to second. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gettle. Burgess scores. Cusick scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays strikes out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Hartung pinch hits for Al Gettle. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Spencer now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueller throws the ball into Dark, who tags Burgess trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Westrum hits a pop-up towards short. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cusick strikes out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Dark reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays strikes out. One out. Spider Jorgensen pinch hits for Jack Lark. Spider Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ray Noble pinch hits for George Spencer. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Spider Jorgensen now playing third base. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Westrum strikes out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi moves to third. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Fondi scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays strikes out. One out. Spider Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko, who is chasing the ball. Irvin reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stanky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Kennedy now pitching. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. the Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Westrum hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.